This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. InSinkErators sold its Mount Pleasant headquarters for $35 million to a New York investment group. However, they will keep leasing that building to keep operations going. JS Online reports the sale will not affect workers. Racine police used city cameras to track down a suspect in a hit-and-run crash Monday night. They ended up arresting 32-year-old James Blackwell, who admitted to driving and now faces a misdemeanor charge. It might not be a great option for us around here, but starting in February, American Airlines will add two more daily flights from Milwaukee to Chicago for a total of six. The airline says the expansion will make global connections easier for travelers in the area. Gas prices are ending the year about 30 cents cheaper than when the year began. Today's average is about $2.44 in Racine and Kenosha today. The statewide average is $2.41 a gallon. And Racine and Kenosha city offices, including libraries and city halls, are closed today and tomorrow for the holiday. Both cities will reopen Friday. A reminder, there's no trash pickup tomorrow in either community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers beat the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball, Wisconsin over Milwaukee, 80-60 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers' Greg Gard thanked the Panthers head coach, Bart Lundy, for adjusting their schedule.
Bart's got a good team. I think they're going to do very well in their league, and to be able to fit this game in with their league playing games here between the holidays. And so it's a credit to them to still want to play the game. And now, obviously, we wrap up the non-conference and head into league play starting Saturday night and get ready for games coming next year.
Wisconsin hosts Purdue Saturday, 7 p.m. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee looking for their third win in a row. NFL, the Packers making roster changes. Defensive tackle Jordan Riley and defensive back Kamal Hayden placed on season-ending IR after their injuries against the Ravens. Safety Zane Anderson recovering from an ankle injury, so they promoted two defensive backs from the practice squad for Sunday's game in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with some light snow today. We could get an inch or less of accumulation by the time it winds down. High today, 25 by midday, falling into the mid-teens by late afternoon. Tonight, clear, 6 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.